Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing Member of the Provincial Parliament for Elgin Middlesex, London, Mr. Jeff Urek. He serves as the PC critic of health in addition to being a member of the Standing Committee of Regulation and Private Bills. Mr. Urek also represents the PC caucus within the Polish community as part of his cultural outreach portfolio. I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. And I'd like to begin by mentioning that having grown up with the family business Urek Pharmacy Limited, which was started by your father, Mr. Ed Urek, in 1963, I wanted to ask you a question pertaining to how your father has inspired you to follow in his footsteps in your desire to help others and the members of the community that you serve.
Thank you very much for having me here today. That's a very good question. Growing up, I would continually go to my father's pharmacy Sunday afternoons when he did inventory, and I would see his dedication to his customers. We were closed that day, but people would come and knock on the door, and he would help them out. People would call our house in the middle of the night, and we would get out of bed, and he would go in and fill their prescriptions, emergency medications. And he became known for that role throughout the community. And I saw in my dad and also in my mom how people should be the focal point of your life. We help others that need help. And through that teaching, through example over the years, it stuck with me. And I felt as I completed school that how I could help others and be dedicated to serving my community was quite influential in the decisions I made throughout my life.
Having graduated from the pharmacy program at the University of Toronto in 1995, you held a position as a teaching associate with the University of Toronto's Structured Practical Experience Program for the School of Pharmacy. For those interested in perhaps applying to the pharmacy program at the University of Toronto, please discuss some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the program.
Well, great. I believe that University of Toronto is a world-class university offering great courses across the spectrum. And in particular, I think the pharmacy program is quite strong in developing the clinical skills needed to be a pharmacist, but also the knowledge base to continually learn past your four-year degree. I found the knowledge that I learned about self-directed learning has steered not only my professional pharmacy career, but my political career and my life at home, and always trying to improve myself. And that has been the most rewarding part of the program. The challenging part is it's a tough course. The professors work with you, but they challenge you at every aspect. And at the end of the day, it makes you a better pharmacist and prepares you to serve your patients post-graduation.
And with your background and your expertise, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the students and the young professionals who are perhaps interested in pursuing a career in politics and diplomacy?
Well, definitely the best way to prepare yourself for a career is getting to know the community that you live in, the community that you'd like to represent, and becoming a part of that community, whether it be volunteering, just talking to neighbors, going to events, learning what the community is all about. And on the diplomacy side, having the ability to listen. I don't think there's enough politicians out there that actually listen. They like to speak, but they don't quiet down and listen to what people are saying. And if you have that skill to listen to what people are saying, you have that ability to represent them. You also have the ability to hear both sides of an argument in order to make a decision.
In terms of my background, I completed a bachelor's in legal studies at the University of Waterloo, and following that, I completed my master's in public service, and now I'm currently completing my law degree through University of London's international program. And I oftentimes advise students to look into different areas. For those who are perhaps interested in pursuing diplomacy or politics, I oftentimes think that it's useful to have a background in many different disciplines. As a civil servant, you'll be serving the community. So having a strong understanding of medicine, having a strong understanding of the law, having a strong understanding of business is fundamental to understanding the community that you're serving. So for the students out there who perhaps have a degree or a master's in public service, who are currently completing, let's say, a law degree or an MBA, a business degree, who then want to pursue a career in politics, would you advise those students to focus on a certain field, or is it irrelevant as to what one studies?
I think it's trying to be as well-rounded as possible. I mean, you could be solely focused on public policy or law per se, but I mean, my background's in healthcare and pharmacy, and I think it has served me well in my position. And working with others in your party or in the legislature who comes from different backgrounds, I think the more you know in the background, the better position you'll be in to serve as a politician, as a member of your community. And I wouldn't be so focused on being specialized, but the broader knowledge that you know, the better it would be.
Certainly. Discuss the impact that your family business has had on providing home health care, mobility, bulk pharma packaging, and distribution to the members of our community.
Well, I think our business has been able to provide high-quality health care to the people of my community. And we've created over 120 jobs. There's over 120 people working in our business. And that helps drive a small rural community such as St. Thomas to ensure that we have good quality jobs and increasing the economic potential of the community. We are being a diverse company in order to ensure that there's access to various parts of healthcare, which sometimes aren't accessible in rural Ontario, and I think that impact together and staying our focus on family. I still have a number of family members working in the pharmacy, and the focus on family helps drive the community spirit that we try to drive at the pharmacy.
In addition, you have also successfully managed growing a small business while being actively involved with a number of local charitable and not-for-profit organizations, such as the Knights of Columbus, the Rotary Club, Alzheimer's Society, and the St. Thomas and District Chamber of Commerce. Please tell us how your work has made a significant impact.
Well, certainly. I think any business owner or person working in the community needs to get involved with the various organizations that are in the community. For instance, the work with the Rotary Club connects me with other business owners and community members that helps raise funds for projects not only in the community but across the world. And I think it's very important to have that tie in the community. For one, it gives you a connection and an ear to the ground of what's occurring with that particular group you're involved with. But number two, it gives you the sense of satisfaction to know that you're working with others and improving your community.
I also wanted to mention that you have been largely motivated by your desire for a better Ontario for the sake of your family and for the sake of your daughter and the community that you serve. Mm-hmm. You made the decision to set aside your professional career in order to seek the nomination for the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario for the riding of Elgin, Middlesex, London, as their member of provincial parliament. What would you say were some of the most rewarding aspects associated with making that decision?
Yeah, I've been elected twice, 2011 and 2014, and had the honor of representing the people of Elgin, Middlesex, London. And I guess the most rewarding part of my job is I'm able to help more people in my community deal with government services and or look for ways that we could fund projects. At the same time, I'm able to help shape policy in the legislature, which has a beneficial effect to people in my riding in Ontario as a whole. Now you mentioned my daughter, and the main reason I wanted to help make these changes because I think the next generation is going to need a solid ground to launch their careers from. And at the time, I didn't agree with how the government was planning the future generations. And my goal here is to ensure that when we do make decisions on budgeting and future projects, that the next generation is looked after so that they can have the lifestyle I had growing up, where we had freedom, we had access to health care, we had a great education system. We need to ensure that those services are available for that generation and beyond.